kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Okay, I'm Simone Rota. I'm a center back defender.
I am Sandro Reyes, and I'm a midfielder.
Yes. Thank you so much for being with us today sa program ng SBS Filipino. And we're very excited dahil bago ang inyong laro before your game this Tuesday night against Sydney FC. We have you in our program and we're very glad that you have come to Sydney for this game. Pero gaano ba ito kahalaga para sa Kaya Football Club Iloilo? How important is this game for the team?
Well, it's an important game because it's a game in and or out. Doesn't mean it's a playoff. So if we win, we go through the biggest stage for the club.
I understand, Sandro, that this became possible dahil nag-back out yung Chinese team?
Yeah, I think the normal schedule was going to be this game first. And if we were to win this game, then we play against another club, Chinese, before getting to the main group stage. But now, since the Chinese team backed out, it means that this is the only game we have to play in order to get to the final round.
Pag nanalo kayo, pasok kayo,
po.
You will be competing.
Opo. So it's basically a knockout game. The one who wins will go through to the group. This is not yet the group. Preliminary round. Basically, we qualified to get to the playoff round for the tournament, not yet the tournament itself. The tournament itself is where all the biggest teams in Asia are. And for us to join that, we have to win this game against Sydney FC.
Paano kayo nag-prepare? Because I know you arrive on Saturday, I believe. Medyo maulan lang. It was rainy when you arrived, but last week, and your game is this Tuesday. So have you gone to the field? Have you practiced? Have you trained?
Yeah, we arrived Saturday, but we just have a day off. And then we back to the field yesterday and today. But we have a great training camp in Manila with a full squad. So I think we are ready. Well, in the Philippines, basically, is artificial turf. So when we see a really nice and soft natural grass, we are always excited. So it's kind of different to play on it. And that's the reason why we came 4 days ahead before the game.
I know the Filipino community in Sydney is very excited to be watching you on Tuesday night's game. Pero Sandro, I know football has become one of the watch out for games sa Pilipinas, ano? Especially after the Philippine women's team won and qualify for the FIFA World Cup. May pressure ba para sa team to really win this game?
I don't think there's any pressure at all to win this game. I think we're the ones who are not favored. If anything, all the pressure is going to be on Sydney because they're the better team. They play in the better league. They play in a better country. They have players who play for the Australian national team. So I think we have no pressure. We just go out there, have fun, and nothing to lose.
Yeah. Simone, I know you've played for the national team in Italy and you've played since you were young. Can you just share to our kababayans here in Sydney, how are you going to be bringing your A game from way, way back when you started playing football to this very game, which is very important for Kaya Football?
Well, you know, every game is different and every country have a different style. But we are lucky that we are a mix from European and Australian, so, and Filipino, basically. So I think our chemistry is good. And like Sandro said, on paper, we are not the favorite team, but our strong side is we have nothing to lose. And I think that they will go there for do our best.
If you win this game, ano ang gagawin ninyong paghahanda para sa pagpasok para dun sa much bigger game, ano? Sandro?
I think that if we were to win this game, we have the bigger games are coming in the end of April, I think, or in the middle of April. So we're only going to have a short time to prepare for that. But of course, we're going to train hard.
Mm. Do you think you'll be able to make it to the World Cup? Or is it a big shot?
Well, everyone dreams to play, qualify for the World Cup. But actually, we have a great example for the women national team.
Yeah.
That started from 0 years ago, like Askal. And then slowly by slowly, they went through. So that's, I think, the national team and all the Philippine players they are looking for. So we are glad that the women give us a good example, and then why not also the men national team one day. Yeah.
So it's like a call for more training for everyone in the team?
Well, more training. Everyone, when they step on the field, they do their best. And actually, there are a lot of factors playing for your own club and then collab for the national team. So it's different, but the purpose is always the same, doing our best.
Mm. Locally, Sandro, how is Kaya Football Club ranking in the Philippines?
I think right now, based on the past few months, I think Kaya FC has been the best club in the Philippines. They just recently won the last tournament in the Philippines. So I think that would make us the number one team right now.
Mm. At siguro pa dagdag na pressure kasi sinasabi na Iloilo is the football capital of the Philippines. So do you think pagdating dun sa part na Iloilo being the football capital of the Philippines, mahirap na sabihin we have to win this dahil we come from Iloilo?
Well, it's been with Kaya for me 4 years. I think that the fans, they are really nice, and then they don't give pressure to the player, but they just support all the way, whatever happened. So the pressure, I think, is come from, I think, ourselves, because we are always looking for play good, because we're training hard every day. So the pressure, I think, is come from us.
Yeah. Sandro, being one of the youngest players sa team, ano, I know there are lots of young generation of Filipinos who are really looking into playing football. How do you encourage them to keep on playing and hopefully be part of any of the Philippine football teams?
Yeah, I mean, not long ago, I was probably in the shoes of all those kids watching our games, just watching the professionals play and hoping one day I can be in their shoes. And just from experience, I think it's the best job in the world and there's nothing I'd rather be doing. So I think that's the only motivation that I needed for me to do this every day. So just for the kids to keep working hard and to keep dreaming.
Mm. And from you, Simone, I know you've played from your very early years sa Italiano, and coming to play for the Philippines or for Kaya FC, what can you say to our Filipino listeners, lalong-lalo na, especially those who really wanted to get into football?
Well, a young player, from my experience, they need to understand being a football player professional is not only 2 hour training, it's 24 hour, because you need to care about your private life. So I think besides passion and training, it's good to have nice friends and hopefully supporting from their family. So because I saw a lot of young players that have much quality, but then they choose to follow other friends, so they lose the focus on football. I know it's a lot of sacrifice because people think that football player is easy, but if you know, there are a lot of pain and sacrifice in the private life. So I think that's what why also about Sandro is doing, and then other young player. So we are glad that we have young player here.
And what can you say to your Filipino supporters, especially prior to your game this Tuesday, dito sa Sydney?
Well, after more than 2 years, we are playing the stadium that there are open gate. So we really be nice to have a Filipino community cheer for us. Yeah, I hope that everyone can make it because it's really important for us to feel our fans on the ball.
How about you, Sandro?
Yeah, I think the team is going to need all the help it can get. We're playing against a great team. So all the support we can get will for sure add to our motivation and to our strength.
Yeah, yeah. Lastly, ano ang prior to the game, do you usually train pa ba or do you take some rest na?
Well, rest is the same important to training. So everyone has a different body and different kind of tiring. So more you grow up, more I think you understand what you need. So the schedule for rest is not for same for everyone, but basically rest is important too.
And you, Sandro, the younger ba mas malakas ang strength?
No, this guy never rests.
Yeah, I think compared to him, I'm a little more energetic off the field. But yeah, we will get our rest so we can be ready.
Yes. Can I just record? Can you each one, give your message to the Filipino supporters in Sydney and for them to watch the game this Tuesday?
Hey guys, it's Simone Rota from Kaya. I hope you can make to watch our game because there is no football without fun. And yeah, I know Filipino, they are really into sport and support any Filipino athletes. So please come to watch us and support Kaya. Salamat.
Hello mga kababayan. Sandra Reyes here from Kaya FC Iloilo. We hope you guys can come support us as we play against Sydney FC. We're gonna need all the help we can get. So hope to see you there. Salamat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.